You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One of the things that we've sort of been waiting on for years now is what is going to come of the Malcolm Dandridge. Let's back all the way up. Remember in Malcolm Dandridge's final year at Memphis, with only a few weeks left in the season, right? He was mysteriously suspended by the University of Memphis. And I don't remember what the language was at the time. I guess it would be good to...
An investigation or something along those lines.
Yeah, it was February 24th, 2024. Malcolm Dandridge will be held out of competition indefinitely during an investigation into his eligibility. Mm-hmm. That was the announcement. The University of Memphis is currently gathering and reviewing information regarding a potential issue impacting Malcolm Dandridge's eligibility and is withholding him from competition until further notice. To protect the integrity of that process, we are unable to comment further at this time. He never came back. That was like I don't know how many games were left in the season, but he never returned.
Right.
He was averaging 8-5 in that season. So if we go back, this will be an important exercise later. Anyway, the NCAA announced today that they found that academic integrity violations indeed did occur at Memphis when former academic counselor Leslie Brooks paid two softball student-athletes to complete coursework for and provide test or quiz answers to a men's basketball student-athlete. As a result of the violations, three student-athletes competed in 20 contests while ineligible. Specifically, the enforcement staff and school agreed that the violations in this case occurred when Brooks asked two softball student-athletes to assist a men's basketball student-athlete with coursework for classes they had in common and said she would pay those softball players for supporting him. The first softball player went on to complete three assignments for the men's basketball player and was paid $150. The second softball player provided the answers to five tests and four quizzes to Brooks, plus the answers to an additional two tests and one quiz directly to the men's basketball player. She was paid $400 by Brooks. So that's what they found. That was the academic integrity violation that they found. What are the penalties? 2 years probation, $30,000 fine, 1% of the combined men's basketball and softball budgets, and a 10-year show cause order for the counselor, Leslie Brooks, who was fired by the University of Memphis, of course, at the time. If employed by an NCAA member school during that time, she will be prohibited from participating in any athletically related activities during that period, and a vacation of records for all contests in which student-athletes competed while ineligible. So for the Tigers, for the basketball program, here's how it breaks down. 2 years probation, $30,000 fine, 1% of the budget, and vacating the games, a.k.a. the wins, that Malcolm Dandridge participated in that 23-24 season.
Looks like he played in 27 games, so we're saying they won 20 of them? Does that sound right? No.
No.
It's 20 games between the three student-athletes,
yes,
so
yes,
that counts the softball games,
correct,
that they played.
I don't know how many.
And it would just be the wins? Because Malcolm appeared in 27 games. It appeared, it looks, in 23-24.
Yeah.
I'm looking at his box.
Okay? Yeah.
Started 19.
Yep.
Appeared in 27.
Okay, so
we're not talking. That's more than 20, so we can only be talking about the wins, right? That you're talking about.
Yeah, because
you don't vacate losses.
Yeah.
You're only talking about the wins.
Yeah.
And so what you need to know then is how many of those 27 games it should be in there.
So I've got the game log here. So it could be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 wins. Yeah. 19 wins are the Tigers would be foregoing in this situation.
And there's one softball win these two.
Yeah, the softball team sucked.
Oh, I guess that's true. They only play, yeah.
It's
true. That adds up.
Like the softball coach's record.
So it's 19 games for Penny.
19 wins he's going to lose, yeah. But notably, no culpability in there for Penny, right? Not a lack of oversight, not a Penny was involved in it. He clearly was not involved in it. He didn't get any penalties as a result of it. Mm. So if there is good news in this, it is that Penny was not implicated. There were concerns about when all this was swirling around, you'd hear rumors, you'd hear rumors like, oh man, this is going to be it for Penny. This is going to be the end, la, la, la. And it turns out his hands are clean, and Leslie Brooks is the one who's going down.
That's good for Penny.
Yes.
What was that, like Arkansas? I'm trying to think of the 19.
Arkansas was in there.
From the Bahamas, or whatever it was.
Michigan.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot, the big ones, Michigan, Arkansas, not that many more, because obviously.
Because that was a meltdown of a season at the end.
Clemson, I think, right?
Yeah, that sounds right. If he he would have played in Clemson because he played 27. Mm-hmm. He didn't sit out to the end.
Yeah.
Right.
Arkansas, at Missouri, A&M, you lose. Virginia, you lose. Clemson, you lose.
Oh, we were undefeated against the ACC.
Yeah, you're losing that. You're still undefeated.
You're right.
Though.
The key for Penny is that he moves on from this unscathed in terms of penalty for him.
Yes.
As you say, that is important.
Yes, exactly.
In terms of his leadership of the program. That said, oh my goodness, if hindsight was 20/20, because I tell you right now, and I think we said something along these lines then when he was suspended. We said if this comes down and injures the program, if it hurts the program anyway, and at one point we were waiting on this thing like by the day. But what a mistake to let Malco come back. And I hate to say this about a Memphis kid because in most instances you like to give him the benefit of the doubt. And we can put this all on Malco, right? Who by the way, the year before is getting into the fight with Kendrick Davis. That is, the back and forth, at least verbally, that help you lose that FAU game. We had talked about it. Remember, he got in the transfer portal. Man was on the way to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized Penny needed another body, so there's some want-to on his side as well, it felt like, at that point. And we're talking about a couple different years here, so if I'm missing any details here, stop me short of this timeline, but it seems like that's all going back. You bring him back for that final year after he was in the portal.
Yeah, he was going to go to, like, St. Louis,
that's what I said.
Yeah.
After the Kendrick Davis stuff, bro.
Yeah.
And he comes back and does this, gets lazy on you to a point where... And I ain't gonna say that Malcolm's the only one doing it, but let's be real. Keep your house clean.
Yeah.
You get caught, bro, in the last year after Penny's brought you back. You helped contribute to a terrible loss last year to FAU, getting Kendrick all haywire. Man, it gonna rue the day you ever brought Malco back. But maybe not, because for Penny, again, you can move on relatively unscathed, save for you just got 19 L's that were W's. You like your record. I'm just saying, as a college coach, I mean, I like, on my record, I don't like taking 19 W's and turning them into L's, but I can still coach.
Yep.
I can put this on the academic advisor, whatever, for Leslie.
Yep.
And put it on Malco.
I mean,
Malco, man. I don't know how you... And I was sitting up here trying to maybe this young man's got a case and right. is getting screwed. Here, you know, we let's hear his side. Come on, bro. You ruined this thing.
No
coming
doubt.
Back.
Yeah.
You ruined this
I
thing.
I mean, look,
bro.
It's
just the truth.
The biggest issue is just it's embarrassing, right? It's an embarrassing look for the program like that you had, like for the athletic department, really, not just for Memphis basketball. It's more like, my God, you had softball players going rogue. You had an academic counselor going rogue. You had a basketball player that was getting help. I mean,
it's embarrassing that it's out, but it's what you said at the beginning. They've known about this for a while. Remember, Ed Scott was getting letters when he was first getting in here, alluding to, you know, I don't know if it's about this necessarily, but some of that stuff. They've known about this for a while, and I'm sure the biggest thing for them is how do we proceed through it? Is Penny going to get any? Going to get hit with any sanctions? And so when he doesn't, there's still while optically, nationally, yeah, they'll take some egg on the face today, and even locally they will.
Yeah,
in the end, all they're concerned about, especially new athletic directors, can Penny continue, or does he have anything that's going to keep him from doing that? And the answer is no. So they're probably over there like, you know, hey, we're good, because they've known about this for a while, probably had some ideas in terms of the budget reduction. Was it 1%? So, yes, while embarrassing because the world's finding out about it, they've known about it for a while, and probably it's a relief for them that Penny doesn't get hit with anything that would keep him from doing his job.
That's right.
You know, bringing scholarships, those kinds of things. What a show cause for him.
Yes. Yeah, so if you open the report, I mean, it's just, I'm going to be honest, it's pitiful. It's truly pitiful.
It's crazy. Pat Forty's still working with them folks.
Yeah, no, he's got it. He's got it. But basically,
$400, man. That's what I saw.
The fifth year senior basketball player. That's how they referred to him. The fifth year senior basketball player cheated on the courses Intro to Film and Health and Sports Terminology. I mean, not like Algebra 2, not like, you know, Spanish 3. Intro to Film.
I remember saying it, man, because like I said, this is one that goes back with you to East, if you were Penny Hardaway, Malco, man. So you got to look at your man like, bro, you get us caught with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you go back to East High. You get in the portal after the stuff with Kendrick. We're going to bring you back. And this is what you give me?
Right.
E2? Right.
It was from January 25th through February 18th. It was the dates that they sort of pulled, right? But there wouldn't have been 20 games in there. So I think they're just saying your whole year is done, buddy.
Who's out over there snitching? I mean, this is all in there. They got a snitch over there, too, wants to get us for this intro to movie. What's the class again?
Intro to Theater. I think I took that at Memphis, by the way.
Intro to Theater, Malco don't want to go.
That's all it is. It's just literally like laziness. I'm not, because you cannot possibly need.
It ain't nothing but sloth.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just like I'm not, and honestly, that is where, you know, it.
That's where I go back. Again, there's got to be some.
There's got to be some accountability.
You brought this man back.
Right, right.
He's your guy. That's what I'm saying. This is one of Penny's dudes, man.
That's
East
right.
dudes.
That's right.
And you brought him back on this. Now, you're not saying thin ice. You're not saying, hey, we're going to bring you back out of the portal from St. Louis and you're going to be on thin ice. Because at that point, weren't we saying that Memphis needed another big? It kind of mm-hmm. worked for them, too, to keep that door open. But that said, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. and then he played some of his best basketball for you, to be honest with you. He had had parts of that season that were huge
yeah.
for the Tigers. And then, but look at the way he finished off the last two seasons. The thing with Kendrick and then this.
Yes.
Rough.
Yes.
That's rough to have on your Memphis legacy stamp.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It is. Now,
and I've always liked Malco. We've had interactions. We've had him on the show. That's a terrible way to end your last 2 years at Memphis.
It is.
You just mailed it in with this class. Absolutely lazy and sloppy.
I mean, you're a fifth-year senior, man.
And what, Penny's supposed to hold your hand, fifth-year senior? That's, yes, John's right. Penny got to have some accountability. You brought him back. This is your guy here. It's your program. And now, optically, it's a bad look for you nationally. It is.
Yeah.
But in the end, what Penny's supposed to do? This man's a grown man
now.
I
mean, that's true.
To walk him to the class, Malco's a fifth-year senior, as you say, fifth-year guy?
Yep.
Come on, man. He can't do all that for you.
No, I agree with you. Like, I'm not – Like even the NCAA, even like this used to be.
It's hard to get Penny. The NCAA determined he didn't.
Right.
You know, and we know, I mean, they give you, if they can, they're going to hit you with responsibility when they can.
The issue here is not rule breaking for Penny. It's discretion. It's like, why did you just, you know, he's not the guy.
The other reason I hate it, the other reason I said though is because it's not just a 1 year dude or a 2 year dude, right? It's your guy from East that you go back with. And you needed a big.
Right.
So I'm having a real hard time squaring and just coming down all on me.
Yeah, no,
he's coming out of this with no sanctions.
Yeah.
But we said it then. Like the guy screwed you when the Kendrick Davis game, just getting into any kind of fight with Kendrick Davis, your leader all year long.
Exactly.
And you brought him back.
Yeah.
So, no, but you know it's Malco, bro.
Yeah.
And Penny and Malco go back.
Right.
Come back to haunt you.
But I mean, damn.
That's when you're just gonna rub your forehead like and say just what you just said. Like, damn, man.
Yep.
Come on, Malco.
Now, again, in a past life, when the NCAA had teeth, this would have been a real thing. Like, this would have been like a...
feel like they hit us hard and they hit the whole North Carolina scandal.
Yeah, it would stop this news cycle.
That was real.
But the NCAA is so toothless now that all they can do is put you on probation for 2 years and fine $30,000.
And they couldn't have done the work on this. Somebody must have just mailed it to them in their laps.
I'm sure
whoever
they did,
snitch was that's out to try to get Penny and the program and everything else. Had to be that. And they mailed it in to the NCAA and probably Pat Forty as well. Say, here's a violation for it. Because you're right. This $400, man, nobody cares in the grand scheme of things. These players are making millions now.
Exactly.
What are we talking about?
Exactly.
But let's get Memphis, though. We can still hit him. Can still get him. Get Penny out of here.
They really will not let up on Memphis, will they?
Here it is. So
it'll be the last
snitch
thing they do.
Because they want Penny out bad, boy.
Hitting Memphis with probation is going to be the dying act of the NCAA, bro.
And they said the knife we're going to use to stab him is Malco, his own.
Bro, it's like...
his laziness and sloth.
Like, okay, look.
Oh, imagine, man, don't get more Memphis than that.
Imagine the NCAA as a dying human, right? Like, they're on their deathbed. And he's like, come here. Come here. Come closer. Get Memphis one more time. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it'd be the last thing they say.
Hit Memphis.
You're right. that's the other villain in this. How you say? You don't hit anybody anymore.
Oh, speaking of intro to theater, I do wonder what the Godfather has to think about. Like, what do you think the Godfather thinks?
I want to know what the Godfather has to think about in the intro to theater, Malco, Pat Forty, and the work he still continues to do with the NCAA to take down Memphis. They are working hard every single day, monitoring classes.
It's been a while.
So they're clearly after the Godfather. They're going to try to get him on tax evasion. They're going to try to get him on class evasion, however they can. What does he say?
Well, well, well. Once again, you exhausted all your resources. You took 16 months. You tried to come for the Teflon Don. You said this was finally going to be the time that you nailed the great one down. We got you dead to rights, Godfather. Your player's getting coursework, and they're paying $400 on Apple Pay. We got you. No, 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 because when you're the chosen one, they can't be against you.
One.
The chosen one. Now listen, Malcolm, intro to theater, all you gotta do is watch Casablanca. All you gotta do is watch The Matrix.
Just turn it on.
And you gotta, what kind of questions are you even asking there? Who's the star of Romeo and Juliet? I don't know. I'm rusty. But
it was good.
Oh, that was good.
Because we hadn't heard from the Godfather so long.
Because I don't know what emotions one would feel. It's like it's conflicting. It's like
crazy. The feds are still after him.
It's that, and then it's like what a stupid thing to get hit for.
Oh yes.
What a stupid.
Malco's
what
part.
A, what a, you know like what a ridiculous thing to cheat on. I mean, it really is crazy.
And the show cause goes to the
counselor, yeah. 10 years. So, wow. I mean, obviously, she's probably out of athletics, I would assume. Who's hiring her?
FedEx or something.
Yeah.
She over there throwing.
I mean, Liberty, their second, they do a lot of second chances at Liberty.
I mean
maybe Liberty.
I honestly, she got caught over $400. You're not even good at cheating. You're not even good at that. So
half of compliance is just going to make sure Malco's not on the roster.
Well, that's why they hired Kristen Kelly. That's why it's a good hire, right? She was in compliance. They bring her in. She's like, what? Well,
did we have violations then?
She's not
compliance now.
No, she's not compliance now. I don't. I mean, I guess the Wiseman thing. That was a blip. Oh. That was a footnote. That was a blip in the radar. We got past that. I mean, that was nothing.
She knows where all the bodies are buried. Lot of them.
I will say, like, Penny is the Teflon Don.
They tried again, him and 40 and the crew, the NCAA. They worked together.
Many times.
I mean, he had this out for anybody, didn't he?
Yes. Oh, he had the link, bro.
Pat will get it to you as soon as it's done.
Oh, they did.
Direct in that inbox.
Bro, Pat Forty edited it.
He's been on this since they fired Tubby.
Oh. Yes.
Because he said they're going to get this clown show.
Now, I will say, we keep giving them reasons. I mean, there's no doubt about that. We keep giving them reasons to keep sniffing.
Now, you know what, though? He threw us off the scent because he came on and said, I'm a Penny Hardaway convert. And we thought he was no longer sniffing around looking for the stuff. Right? Because he said Penny Hardaway can coach. That's pretty much what he said. We thought Penny had won him over.
Right.
Still working behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I can get him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, don't forget.
If I catch one of these fools doing some getting some classwork done.
Pat Forty is a Louisville guy, bro. I mean, at the end of the day, you got don't forget. Now, when they fired the softball coach, they did not make mention of this, right?
I don't believe so.
I think because her record was so ungodly bad, they didn't have to.
Bro, that's what threw me off about the wins vacated, because they only had one.
Stephanie Van Brakel, pro throw. Oh, she left.
She's somebody's hitting coach or something.
She left
Florida or something.
To that's what they were 6-44 in 2024.
Oh, they've been horrible.
So, I mean, good news for her. She gets to keep five of those.
Because the two of them only played in one win.
Right. That is so funny, bro. Like, that is the ironic part about this. It's like, the incident was like, we don't even have any wins to vacate for them. What do we do?
Yeah, this doesn't even happen at JUCOs anymore, getting caught in this. What are we doing here?
Oh, it's definitely low
budget.
How
are they still looking into this stuff?
It's
what
low
are we
budget.
Doing? How do they even have the energy for this? It's all about taking down Memphis.
It is. And specifically, Anfernee Penny Hardaway. But they did not do it again. They could not do it again.
I think that's the take.
They dug and they dug and they dug and they looked for everything. Tried. That anonymous letter. Don't forget that anonymous letter.
I said it. Yeah. That's what they sent it. Ed Scott, as soon as he got there, got one on his desk.
So they tried all these different things.
That's what I said. Who is the stitch?
You come at the king.
Who's the one?
You best not miss. And they have missed every time. They have missed every single, because there's nothing they would have liked to be able to pin on Penny. There's like lack of institutional control.
Oh, yeah, they thought Malco was the silver bullet, one of his own.
There's nothing
back
they would.
To East.
I know like it's been a year and change, but there were talks at that time of postseason bans, things like that. I remember talking to people about this who were involved in certain things, and they were like, yeah, Memphis got a notice of allegations, all these different things. Like, it ended up being quite literally nothing. Like, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, nothing. So
he just loses 19 wins.
So the counselor, right.
But he gets to go on no sanctions, no reduction scholarship. And what'd you say? It's a 1% reduction
1%,
in budget?
1%, yeah. Between, you know, combined.
Between the two
so 0.5%.
programs.
That's a big loss for the softball team, but Memphis will not miss it. So.
And they have to vacate that win.
They have to vacate the one win. That's right. You know, that's like 25% of their entire season.
We need it. We lose it now.
So the two scrub softball players didn't even play in the other five games they won.
They must not have.
No.
They must not have.
Bro.
So
their job was to do work for others.
That's right. That's right. What a time to be alive, man.
Malco.
What a time to be alive.
If he's driving around somewhere Dixie Queen right now, you know you're wrong for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to see you around town, buddy. Malco isn't going anywhere. No, that's not like a threat. It's like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Because that's the look he's going to get from all of us. No, like, he's one of ours. Like, we're screwing ourselves.
Yeah, it's not about intelligence. It's about you know, urgency. And
I know 100 other players have done it. I don't care. At the penny opens the door back for you, though.
Right.
And you got to finish it off right?
Yes.
All you got to do is keep your nose clean a little bit and get you on out of here, get you that that degree.
Right.
Now, did he graduate?
I don't know.
Because you said fifth-year senior, we say grad student.
Yeah, he was a fifth-year senior. I don't know if – I couldn't tell you.
Do we have to take back the diploma?
Saturday, May 6, 2023. Bill Hargrave walks with Bill Hargrave receiving degree from the University of Memphis in a graduation ceremony at FedEx Forum in Memphis, Tennessee.
You said that was May of 23?
This is May of 23.
So he was a graduate.
He was a grad student. He's a grad student.
Okay.
So he gets to keep the undergraduate diploma.
Right.
This was
He did not get his graduate degree.
Yeah, he was a graduate in his fifth year of competition.
Because his last year was 23-24.
Yeah. So he got the one, which is he earned that.
He started on it.
Right. He always go back. Like a great story.
Now, you know you had folks doing your work for you at Memphis.
My wife definitely. I definitely cheated.
Did you cheat?
Oh, yeah, for sure. On math, though. Only on math.
I don't think you should say that.
I'm fine with it. They can't prove
John's a civilian.
Yeah.
He's not Malcolm Dandridge.
NCAA can't say anything about him.
Well, if Memphis wants to come strip me of my degree, you know, we can launch a 15-year investigation.
We can't. It's hard to, like, roughly judge Malco, too, because in the end, it's like, why does the NCAA do this to Memphis?
That's why I said at the beginning
Memphis
of the show, like, but still. Or at the beginning of the segment, like, if you cheated on, like, college algebra 2,
I did that.
If I
get it.
I mean, I understand. That's hard. Intro to theater, that's just you didn't go to class. You didn't do the work.
I'm sure a high percentage of them.
A Penny hater would ask you all this. Do you think he totally knew nothing, that being Penny Hardaway? And I know that sounds stupid because we're talking about two low-level, crappy-ass classes.
I mean, they tried everything they could do to pin this on him, and they could not find evidence.
Believe me, if wind had gotten back to Penny that Malco was cheating and he had a chance to nip it in the butt and didn't, the NCAA would have found that out and got him on it because saw the energy level they got to get Memphis and him.
You're right.
So, but if there had been any kind of ties
a whiff of it,
they would have been on it.
Right. I mean, you have to ask, like, why would Penny know that? Why would Penny know that a softball player is doing Malcolm Dandridge's work? Why would he know that?
Right.
That's clearly not set up through him. That's Malcolm Dandridge going off on his own.
It's somebody on the inside that doesn't like, obviously, you know.
Well, I think there's a lot more than you might think.
In terms of, like, one person, it's not one person. It's
I just think there's a lot of envy generally for Memphis basketball in that athletic department.
Yeah, there you go.
I do believe that.
This is from within.
Oh, it had to be, yeah.
That's disgruntled.
Yeah.
And says, I can take this down.
Exactly.
And provide just what they need.
Yes.
In a world where, you know, this stuff, we barely care about it anymore, but just because it's still a rule.
Exactly.
You probably, again, hand it. The NCAA doesn't have time to investigate this and send, you know, dozens of people down or anything like that. You're going to have to hand this and put it in their lap. That's like what they did. Maybe even it's the person that wrote the letter.
The only reason why they even entertained it is because the thought of, like, we can get Penny.
It's easy. And then we can get Penny.
You know, if we can open this up, see what else is underneath the surface. And they did that. And they tried. I mean, this was a 16-month investigation.
This is a low satisfaction outcome for them.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
This is like the bare minimum they could have hoped to get.
So between this and IARP now, you should really sort of back off. Like,
if you're Memphis. Oh, you're
NCAA. Well, the NCAA. How many more times are we going to?
Well, I wouldn't press the issue if possible.
I'm not pressing it. And Penny's, obviously, you're different. That's what this shows than the rest of college basketball, even still in a world where the NCAA isn't enforcing anything anymore, doing investigations in any basketball programs.
Right.
Because the millions that are running through them.
Exactly.
They're busting up Memphis for $400 in payoffs to softball players.
Right.
You got to be kidding me.
Exactly.
They would, again, it had to be sat right in their laps just because it could. I'm happy for Penny. There's no lasting effect.
Right. Right.
Yeah. We have to keep our house extra clean, apparently, because somebody in the house snitching.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, there you have it. Some closure, finally, on this 16-month investigation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.